ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters first of all welcome to all of you who have come from all the way from Bombay may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this trip a means of great goodness for you inshallah and accept your duas make dua in your travel because this is one of the times of acceptance of dua and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause that to be a source of great benefit for all of you inshallah I want to remind myself and you that there are two worlds there is a world that we can see and there is a world that we cannot see ek zahiri nizam hai ek batini nizam hai a simple example of this is if you have a headache you take a Tylenol or you take a Crocin or you take some migranil or something you take a pill and your headache goes away but if somebody asks you this question and says the pain was in your head and you put the pill into your mouth it went in the opposite direction of the head it went into your stomach you should have taken the pill and you know maybe powdered it and applied it on your head or maybe you would have should have put it into your ear or something how does it work so what do you tell him that once it goes inside then there is a whole system that is inside me where this pill is digested the chemicals are separated it goes into the bloodstream and through the bloodstream it affects the pain sensors and that is how my pain goes away but all of this which you are telling him you have neither seen nor do you have any means of seeing and if I tell you demonstrate this show me you can't show me yet you believe and may Allah forgive us we believe this with more certainty than we believe in the kitab of Allah I say this to myself and you because this is the reality of our iman if the pill could cure then everyone who has a headache and takes that pill should be cured but you know and I know this doesn't happen there are illnesses and ailments and there are medicines for them and they work for some and they don't work for some same doctor same hospital same facilities everything is absolutely world class but every world class hospital has people in it who die every world class surgeon has people may Allah protect all of all the surgeons from that it's not something that anyone looks forward to but you can be almost certain that if a surgeon performs enough surgeries in his life somebody is going to die either on the table or even after the surgery is over maybe surgery is successful but the patient eventually dies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to this nizam to this whole administration to this whole world that we cannot see and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our belief in that world as the condition of iman alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib who are the people who will get hidayah from the kitab dhalikal kitabu la rayba fihi hudal lil muttaqin who are the muttaqun alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib people who have iman in al ghaib allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his surah suratul kahf which is today is Jum'ah and inshallah this is a surah that we should recite it's a surah that is the sunnah to read and it has a lot of fadail among which is protection from the dajjal and so on and in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very first story out of the four stories that Allah has narrated in the surah the very first story is about the ashabul kahf for which this surah is also named the people of the of kahf the people of the cave and in this story if you read all those ayats which relate to the story of the Ashab al-Kahf, what do we see? We see that there were these young men, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us their number, He did not say how many exactly they were. But there were these young men who were being persecuted for being Muslims. And these were people who believed in Isa alayhi salam, wallahu alam. So they were the early Christians who were being persecuted by the Romans. So these were people who were Muslims, and they had choices. They had choices like all of us have choices. One of those choices was that they would say, all right, this religion is too much trouble, so forget this Islam and so on and so forth. We have to live in this world, right? I mean, how many things are you going to fight? How many things are you going to do? And forget this religion. We join with the Romans. Or they might have said that, well, we are not going to actually go out of the religion, but we'll just pretend we are not Muslims. So remove all signs of Islam from ourselves, and then Allah is there to forgive. They had choices, like we have choices. But what did they choose? They chose and they said no. They said that one day we have to face our Rabb. And therefore we are not going to compromise with His religion. We are not going to change the religion, we are not going to compromise with that religion. So what to do? If you don't compromise with the religion, you are faced with a government, with a king who is going to slaughter you, who is going to torture you, who is going to imprison you. So they said, we will seek the protection of our Rabb. So they left the town, they went away and they made dua. And this dua is one of the most powerful duas of the Quran. And they said, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. They made this dua. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to be protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to go to sleep for 300 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them in that sleep to turn on their side from one side to another side. I mean, in today's our modern language, we can say that is how they don't get bed sores, because if they were lying on one side, maybe they would have got bed sores. Wallah alam. If Allah wished, then they could have lain on their side for 300 years and still not get a bed sore. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the sun to shine from one direction and the another direction in the morning and one direction in the evening, so in the afternoon, so that they are not disturbed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a sense of awe and a sense of fear on anyone who came, who passed by there, who looked at them. So they were protected by forces unseen. Just by the sense of fear. Now imagine this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't post an angel there with a sword of fire to protect them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just caused anyone who looks in that direction would get frightened and run away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused fear to happen, caused the sense of awe, so people would not disturb them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them in that condition until all the difficult times were over. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them. What does it tell us? This whole nizam which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about is something we cannot see. But why did this nizam come into play? Why did it happen? Because those youngsters, they made a choice. Now this is something we forget. Now when they made a choice, did they know that this is going to happen? Did they know that we are going to sleep for 300 years? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect us. That this sun is going to shine from this direction, that direction, so on, so on. No, they knew nothing. They knew nothing. They just made dua. They took the step of leaving their town. They took the step of making the choice that we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. We will not disobey Allah, no matter how conducive or no matter how hostile conditions might seem to be. We will not allow that to affect our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed something, we will do it, whether it looks good, does not look good, whether it is feasible, not feasible, whether it is something which makes us popular or unpopular, whether it is something which seems dangerous or not dangerous, we don't care. We are going to obey Allah. And then, what to do about this danger and so on and so forth? We will ask Allah. Ya Allah, we are obeying you, so help us. So help us and guide us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how He helped them and how He guided them. The purpose of reading the Quran is not only for the thawab. The thawab is the bonus of reading the Quran. You read the Quran not for the thawab. You read the Quran for us to take lessons from it and apply it in our lives. And the lesson that I want to take away and to remind myself and you, especially on this day of Jummah, because this is a surah we recite in Jummah, is this lesson, which is that there is a nizam, there is a whole world that we cannot see, and what happens in that world depends on what choices we make in this world. What do we do with the asbab? What do we do with the means and the world that we see in front of us? This affects what happens in the world that we cannot see. And the world that we cannot see, I remind myself in you, is of two kinds. One is the world we cannot see which affects us in this life, and second one is the world we cannot see which is in our akhirah. So every action has two reactions, not one reaction. The action has two reactions. One reaction is of the action in this world, and another reaction is the reaction of this action in the akhirah. You must remember this always, because otherwise we get foxed. Because sometimes what happens is that you find that you did something and in this world you don't see the reaction you wanted, and you felt the action is failed. Action is not failed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward in the akhirah is assured, inshaAllah. And Allah will give us reward in this dunya, wallahi. So I remind myself and you, let us make intelligent choices. Let us not sell something which we have cheaply. And that thing which we have is Tawheed. That thing which we have is Islam. Let us not sell it cheaply. Let us make the right choices. And remember that the one who does it all, we cannot see. One of my shuyukh used to give this example. He used to say that if you see a dog, you know, like children and so on, you see some stray dog, they pick up a stone and they throw it at the dog. So he used to say that kutte ko patthar maarte ho to kutta patthar ko nahi kaatta, kutta tumko kaatta hai. Wo kehte the kutta bhi janta hai patthar kuch nahi kar sakta. Wo to insaan nahi janta. Insaan patthar ko puchta hai. Wo samajhta hai patthar kuch karta hai, bhai patthar kuch nahi karta, kutta bhi janta hai. Kam se kam kutte ka imaan rakho, utni to akal rakho. ये कुत्ता जानता है कि पत्थर कुछ नहीं कर सकता, वो तो करने वाला तो कोई और है, वो जानता है पत्थर तूने मारा है। कभी आपने देखा कुत्ता पत्थर को काटता है? Have you ever seen a dog biting the stone which you throw at it? No, dog comes for you because the dog knows the stone cannot do anything. And my sheikh used to say, at least have the intelligence of the dog. When you see something happening in this world, don't think it is happening from there. Know that there is somebody who is doing it for you. And the proof of that, which is, I began with that, which is the simplest way of proving that, is the issue of medicine, which we take for, you know, if there was power in the medicine, then that drug should have cured everyone who takes it. But there is no power in the medicine. The medicine is medicine. Then why do we take medicine at all? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this a world of means. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us and told us to use these means. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go and search for my fadl. As they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds the bird, but not in the nest. The bird leaves the nest in the morning and returns with a full belly. The bird does not sit and wait for the worm to come to it in the nest. So effort we must make. But we make the effort knowing that the result of the effort does not come from the effort. The result of the effort comes from somewhere else. And that is why the way of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, what was their way? Their way was in the day they made the effort, in the night they stood before Allah and they activated that effort. You know, on our smartphones, you got a world today with people who have smartphones and stupid people. This is the world, huh? Smartphones and stupid people. In our smartphones, if you download an app, then you have to activate it. If you don't activate the app is there, but it doesn't do anything. And what was the activation of the app? The effort they made in the daytime, the activation was tahajjud. The activation was standing in the night. Ya Allah, what I had to do, I did. Ya Allah, it's in your hands. Make it succeed. The finest example of this from the seerah is the dua of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Badr. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? And which did he do? Which one did he do first and which did he do next? You know, and I know our aqeedah is, Alhamdulillah, that if Rasulullah ﷺ had sat in Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif and if he had made dua, oh Allah, get that caravan of Abu Sufyan in chains here in front of my, at my feet, Allah would have done it. Allah would have sent Malaika to carry that whole caravan and bring it and deposit it in front of Masjid al-Nabawi. But that's not what the Anbiya came. The Anbiya didn't come here to do magic. The Anbiya came to teach us a way of living. So what did the Prophet ﷺ do? He made all the effort that was humanly possible to make. He himself put himself in danger. He was the first man in the line. He took the people. He went to the place of Badr. He camped. He consulted. You know, where should we put the camp? What should we do? He divided his people into battalions. Here are the Muhajirun, here are the Ansar, so-and-so will lead this, so-and-so will lead that, this is your flag, this is your flag. What weapons do you have? After doing everything, then he stands in Salah and then he makes dua, oh Allah, if these are wiped out, there will not be anyone to take your name on the face of the earth. Oh Allah, you promised me to help me. Oh Allah, you promised to help me. Oh Allah, you promised to help me. Oh Allah, help me. This is the lesson for us. Make the best effort that you can make. Not some half-hearted, lackadaisical effort. No, after all, I'm doing the work of deen. If you're doing the work of deen, do that to the best of your ability. We do the opposite. We think we are doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it to the best of your ability. Absolutely top class. Why? Because I am doing it only for Allah. And if, having done that, then have the yaqeen to know that all my effort is zero without the activation. Ya Allah, activate it. Ya Allah, activate it. And that activation time is in the night. Their activation time is to stand in tahajjud and to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to activate that effort and say, oh Allah, put life into this thing. Put life into this thing. Because only you can put life. Nobody can put life. I can make all the effort in the world. It will be like sawdust. It will have absolutely no effect unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to put effect into it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand what we are saying and to practice it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with the noor of that practice and to make each one of us a means of guidance for ourselves, our families, and for all those who come into contact with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the love of Islam into our hearts such that we are proud to be Muslims. We are confident to be Muslims. We are proud to look like Muslims. We are proud to walk and talk like Muslims. We always live like Muslims with the consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are representatives of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when a person looks at us, he's not saying there is Zaid, there is Bakr. The person is saying there is a Muslim. And therefore, it is our individual personal responsibility that we do not cause any aspersion to be cast on the character and name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of our actions. The world must never say, oh, this is a Muhammadi, who is a follower of Muhammad, like this? La hawla wa la quwwata, who is this? It is our personal responsibility to ensure that this never happens. And that people take the name of Muhammad Rasulullah with respect because of the actions that they see from us. Individual personal responsibility of every Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do this and to make this easy for us. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ